Hachette Audio presents The Pocket Handkerchief, written by Philip Kerr, read by Graham Malcolm.
I cannot remember precisely when I met Scipio for the first time, but I have the strong sense he knew me before I ever came to live in the house of his master, Mr. A, in Richmond, Virginia, during the year of our Lord, 18-blank. I was aged only 2 when that happened. My natural father having died of the consumption, my mother married Mr. A with a haste that would have put Queen Gertrude to shame, and which, to my mind, bordered on the indecent. For myself, I do not remember my own father at all, but if the reader will permit the apparent contradiction, I have never forgotten him. He was buried in the churchyard of St. John's Episcopal Church, where, it is said, General Benedict Arnold, the ignominious traitor, quartered his troops and their horses during the War of Independence. Another 6 years passed before my beloved mother, Elizabeth, also succumbed to the same malady as my father, leaving me and my brother, William Henry, alone with our stepfather. She was just aged 29. I was myself but 8 years old at the time, yet not a day has passed since then when I have not thought of her or the cruelty of the God who took her from us so young. If I had any Christian faith at all, I think it probably died then with my beautiful young mother. Scipio, who was one of my adoptive father's 3 house slaves and very well educated, it was he, not Mr. A, who usually helped me with my Latin homework, told me that on several occasions he saw my mother on the stage in Richmond, for she was an actress, and thought she was one of the handsomest ladies he ever saw. This is also my own opinion. Memories grow dim, however, and the one portrait I have of her is, I think, a porcelain miniature, indifferently rendered. It makes her look like a child's doll, and at the very least something not alive, and that is its greatest failing. Would that were all, but I am also reminded of my mother as something not alive whenever I look at the only other thing of hers I now possess, a white pocket handkerchief with her initials stitched upon its corner. This is...